All right, Louis C.K.'s back. I saw that today. I saw a tweet or something like that. He performed at the Comedy Cellar. Oh, that's cool. I wasn't like really like holding out and tapping my toes waiting for him to come back. I like Louis C.K. He's a fucking funny dude. But I actually fell asleep during one of his shows. That's not really a mark against him. He's a funny guy. It's probably more of my low T or my cholesterol or something. I'm just unhealthy. I know that. But he's back and people are fucking pissed. People are pissed. I didn't know that there was this long-standing hatred against him. All right. So if I got this straight, he asked women if they wanted to see his dick. They said yes. So he pulled out his big fucking spotted dick and showed them. If I'm missing any information, please fill me in. Because that's the way, after reading all of the stories about it and talking about the victims, that seems to be what happened. It seemed like it was an act between consenting individuals. Now, if you're the type of motherfucker that goes around and just flashes people, we're all scared of you. We're all scared of you. We're all gonna run along. It happened to me when I was with my daughter at a fucking park. Too bad I don't have an arm on me where I could have thrown a rock to actually hit the motherfucker. But she's okay. She's seen me come out of the shower naked. I'm not proud of myself. But she's okay. She's gonna be okay. That guy never asked my daughter if she wanted to see his little tiny dick. He was too far away. Hand to God. If I have to put my hand to God and be honest, I don't know how big or small it was. I'm just guessing it's probably small if you're the type of guy to do that. But she's technically a victim. Now, I could go ahead and tell her every fucking day and remind her about all the monsters that exist. Or I could watch her do handstands for 13 seconds at a time, which is fucking awesome. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the better things in life and not the monsters. Now, as far as these women are concerned, I don't want to downplay anything and say that they're not victims. Fine. If the guy's your boss, I guess, and he's asking you to see his dick, you do have a choice. You could say no. You don't have to say, oh, I was under pressure. No, just say no. Fucking period. I'm not victim shaming. I'm sick of hearing that. We throw around these terms as if people haven't dealt with them before. I used to work at a fucking tuxedo shop where a guy's nasty, pigskin-like hand used to come through the fucking tuxedo suits when I was scanning them into the inventory, and he would try to grab my ball. All right, Louis C.K.'s back. I saw that today. I saw a tweet or something like that. He performed at the Comedy Cellar. Oh, that's cool. I wasn't like really like holding out and tapping my toes waiting for him to come back. I like Louis C.K. He's a fucking funny dude. But I actually fell asleep during one of his shows. That's not really a mark against him. He's a funny guy. It's probably more of my low T or my cholesterol or something. I'm just unhealthy. I know that. But he's back and people are fucking pissed. People are pissed. I didn't know that there was this long-standing hatred against him. All right, so if I got this straight, he asked women if they wanted to see his dick. They said yes, so he pulled out his big fucking spotted dick and showed them. If I'm missing any information, please fill me in. Because that's the way, after reading all of the stories about it and talking about the victims, that seems to be what happened. It seemed like it was an act between consenting individuals. Now, if you're the type of motherfucker that goes around and just flashes people, we're all scared of you. We're all scared of you. We're all gonna run along. It happened to me when I was with my daughter at a fucking park. Too bad I don't have an arm on me where I could have thrown a rock to actually hit the motherfucker. But she's okay. She's seen me come out of the shower naked. I'm not proud of myself. But she's okay. She's gonna be okay. That guy never asked my daughter if she wanted to see his little tiny dick. He was too far away. Hand to God? If I have to put my hand to God and be honest, I don't know how big or small it was. I'm just guessing it's probably small if you're the type of guy to do that. But She's technically a victim. Now, I could go ahead and tell her every fucking day and remind her about all the monsters that exist. Or I could watch her do handstands for 13 seconds at a time, which is fucking awesome. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the better things in life and not the monsters. Now, as far as these women are concerned, I don't want to downplay anything and say that they're not victims. Fine. If the guy's your boss, I guess, and he's asking you to see his dick, you do have a choice. You could say no. You don't have to say, oh, I was under pressure. No, just say no. Fucking period. I'm not victim shaming. I'm sick of hearing that. We throw around these terms as if people haven't dealt with them before. I used to work at a fucking tuxedo shop where a guy's nasty pigskin-like hand used to come through the fucking tuxedo suits when I was scanning them into the inventory, and he would try to grab my ball.